Feral cats are an enormous problem for wildlife. Across Australia, feral cats collectively kill more than 3 billion animals per year. Some new research by the Australian Government's National Environmental Science Program, which compiles the results of 66 different studies on pets, has shown that pet cats are having a staggering impact. With me now is Jana Dillenberg, Science Communication Manager at the University of Queensland, who is a joint author of an article in The Conversation today. Now, these are some staggering numbers. According to this published research, collectively, roaming pets kill 390 million animals per year. That's 186 birds and animals every year, mostly native species. That's quite a lot of animals.
You mentioned the number of animals killed by feral cats in your introduction, and people who are good at remembering numbers will have noticed that number was quite a bit higher. But the key thing about pet cats is we've got them concentrated in our towns and cities, the places we live, where we also enjoy seeing wildlife. And because they're at such high densities in these areas, we can have up to 70 roaming cats per square kilometre in our towns. The toll that they take on native wildlife in these areas is really high. They collectively, we've estimated by compiling all of these studies and looking at the sort of averages across the different studies, they're killing between about 4,000 and 8,000 animals per square kilometre per year in these areas.
That is amazing. So these animals, mostly they're native species, I'm assuming.
Yes. With the mammals, there's a slightly higher proportion, or there are some non-native mammals in that mix, like house mice, but they're still majority native species across the board. And say we've estimated that in terms of native animals killed per cat per year on average for cats that are allowed out of the house and roam, it's 40 native reptiles, 38 native birds, and 32 native mammals killed per year.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's the reptiles that you notice a few little skinks and lizards and geckos and that sort of stuff running around my backyard. And then you see the cat that's sort of lurking on the fence looking around.
Yes, and some people might feel like, wow, those numbers sound so enormous. What difference would my one cat make when you hear something like, you know, almost 300 million killed per year? But actually, there have been documented cases of even single cats driving populations of some species, including some skinks and lizards, to extinction or to extinction in their local areas.
So yeah,
even one cat can make a difference.
Yeah, I was just looking at one of the links there in this article suggests the skink population in a Perth suburb was decimated. So, yeah, most cat owners believe that their animals don't hunt because they don't see the evidence of the killed animals, but that is certainly not the case.
That's right. We found that many cats don't bring the animals they kill home. And in fact, only 15% of the animals that are killed are generally brought home as an average, but many cats don't bring it home at all. One of the other things people don't realise about their cat is that many cats are roaming when people think that they're not. Mm. So a study that radio tracked pet cats in Adelaide found that of the cats people thought were inside at night, that they thought they'd brought in and securely tucked away and locked up for the night, almost 4 in 10 of those cats were actually slipping out at night and roaming suburbs, presumably through things like open windows. But the impact they can have at night is quite substantial.
That is amazing. And what can you do? I know that most people think that bells on cats' collars works, and they're marketed with this promise that they'll prevent cats from catching things, but it seems they don't work. What can pet owners do?
The most important thing for cat owners to do is to keep their cats safely contained 24 hours a day. So already over 1 million cats are kept contained 24 hours a day in Australia. It's almost a third of the pet cats in Australia. So it's definitely possible. Many people are doing it. We found that things like bells and bibs are marketed to reduce cats hunting don't work effectively. Even if they make it harder for your cat to hunt, often they still manage to. And even just the disturbance of cats going out and stalking and prowling around wildlife can stop them doing things like feeding and caring for their young and have an impact on those populations.
So, yeah, it's not that cats are stupid either. They're pretty crafty creatures. They'll figure out a way around that.
I have a cat myself, and he is certainly a very clever animal.
Indeed. So I know there's also other benefits for keeping cats indoors as well, like not getting run over.
That's right. Cats that are kept indoors live much longer and are much healthier than cats that are allowed to roam. Anyone who's had a cat that's been hit by a car or gotten into a cat fight and the cat gets a nasty abscess knows those vet bills are very expensive. But when cats are out and about, they also catch diseases from other cats. And some of those diseases are things like toxoplasmosis that they can pass on to humans. Whereas indoor cats are like, you know, the rates of disease amongst indoor cats are incredibly low.
So what else can we do to try and to save these native animals?
Well, like I said, the most important thing is if you have a pet cat, keep it inside securely. If you've got friends who've got cats that are allowing their cats to roam, maybe let them know about these findings and the fact that their cat could be having such a big impact on their native wildlife. Australia is really quite aware of the impact of cats, and it's great that there's been so much national discussion. We get so much feedback from people about this issue who feel strongly about it. So we might even in the future see tougher rules from councils and government encouraging people to keep their cats contained. And so if people are supportive of those measures, it really helps.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jana Dielenberg from the University of Queensland.
You're very welcome. It's good to talk to you.